everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is September 23rd, 2022. Hello. And thanks for joining in. This is where you can get all of your juicy, hot Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less. Or your Wisconsin nice is free. Is there a Wisconsin nice? Is it only Minnesota nice? Is that the phrase we're going to go with, Minnesota nice? I mean, they're all two-faced fucks over there anyway, so I'll give it to them. Thanks for tuning in, and there's plenty of time to bash Minnesota people in this one. But we've got, of course, a lot of Packer talk. The season has started, and we are knee-deep. Folks, this is like one of the most fun times in sports because all of the major three sports are about to bleed into each other just a little bit. Playoff baseball, the opening to the NBA is only a few weeks away. And of course, we're ankle deep in football. It hasn't even gotten to the knee yet, but we're there. So fun times have all. Let's start with, oh my, the Milwaukee Brewers winning games, kind of. I always go to that L10, whenever I'm checking standings, you go to the last 10, and the Brewers are perpetually 5-5. They are very mediocre, just above mediocre, above average. So in other years in baseball, folks, the Milwaukee Brewers would be pretty much toast the ghost. The addition of the extra wild cards here, they're for our benefit. And I keep telling myself that that is good because you never know. The Packers could get hot at the end. They had that one year they went all in and got CC Sabathia for half, right? All they need to do is get super hot in late September, carry it through October somehow. We don't need to win divisions anymore. We don't need to win 100 games to get in the playoffs anymore. But it's always juxtaposed with the fact that I believe that baseball should have this many playoff teams if you're going to play 162 fucking games. If you're going to play this many games, you really can have less teams in the playoffs. It makes more sense. But here we are. We live in modern times, and it is no longer good enough to make millions of dollars. You got to make billions. So here we are. The Milwaukee Brewers, the city, and its fans are the beneficiaries to the extended playoff teams. Because I cannot wait for the Milwaukee Brewers to make the playoffs and immediately be disposed of. They're just not on the level of Yankees, Dodgers, even Mets. I mean, they just went through the Yankees and the Mets back-to-back. In a very quirky schedule there, where they had home games against two New York teams. Usually, if you're in New York, you'll play both of them at the same time or whatnots. But they played them at home. And let's see, what was the finals there? They split. They had six games against the New York team. They won three of them. For somebody who's trying to do a podcast, who's trying to write an article for an online news magazine, the worst thing your team can be is mediocre. Because if they stink, I'd be able to go throw this guy under the bus, fuck this guy, cut this guy, trade this guy. But they are perfectly and exactly mediocre. Just slightly above average. It reminds me of the old Bucks teams with Bogut. They get in with the 6th seed, 7th seed, get crushed. because they were not on a championship level at all. It's one thing to rise the ranks, to get the seventh seed and then the fifth seed and then you got the third seed. God, those old Bucks teams, those 2000s Bucks teams, I don't think they were ever above the fifth seed. So here we are living the mediocre lifestyle with the Milwaukee Brewers now. The Bucks made it over the hump. Will the Brewers ever be able to take advantage of this extra wild card spot right at the end? I mean, they're hanging and... I love the fight. And I would rather have my favorite teams fight and try to win games and try to be competitive than not, of course. But it just... I mean, they're not even in the playoffs right now. They're two back of the spot as of today. The Phillies and the Padres are literally trying to give it to the Brewers. They're both of those teams are like, we don't want to be in the playoffs. Brewers, please, here you go. And they just can't get over it. So the Reds are up next. Big win last night against the Reds. Got to take care of biz against the Reds. Then we have an awkward two-game series against the Cardinals. Ugh. We just had a weird two-game series against the Cardinals. And then we got a four-gamer against the Marlins. That's a doable schedule. That's a doable schedule. Please, please, L10, get to 6-7 wins. L10. Brewers have an opportunity here to get that last wild card spot and get immediately crushed in the playoffs. I mean, that's the thing, too. I'm enjoying watching the team. They've had resiliency. You know what? For next week's podcast, this is what I will do. This is what I will do to try to spice it up. I got to pick a favorite player or somebody who's exciting me, because that's the other thing. There isn't anybody particularly exciting. Without Hader, I mean, Burns is exciting to watch, I suppose. But it just, I'll find something to get excited about these last couple weeks. Because they've, as I said, they're not losing a bunch of games. It's just they're not really that exciting to watch. And they seem to have to fucking scratch and claw for every game. So... Well, kudos to the Brewers. I love them, and I love their fight, and I love the team, and I'll keep watching them, and I just, no one particularly is exciting me right now, but we'll see if that can change before the end of the season. So here, let's talk Packers the rest of the way here, because we got two games to go through. Number one is the Minnesota Vikings game that they lost. I was completely nonplussed by it. We always lose in Minnesota. Favre had a tough time there. It's loud. It's indoors. You know, it's a conference or a division rival that hates us. You know, it was an afternoon game, so we didn't even get bad primetime Kirk Cousins, unfortunately. And they have a good team. They're probably a playoff team, or they'll be sniffing around for it. So, of course, we're not going to have a good game. Oh, by the way, do you guys remember? It'd be impossible if you didn't, since we were reminded of it every fucking second when they played the Vikings. Oh, yeah, Packers have been off to a shitty start in the opener the last few years. So I'm not worried they lost in the slightest. Game one, they dropped it. In Minnesota, to a rival, I'm fine with it. All right? As we always lose to the Vikings, we crush the Bears at home. So I know people are saying, like, well, if Fields would have gotten that sneak towards in the third quarter, fourth quarter, would have been a game. No, it wouldn't have. Packers completely controlled that game. I'd of course love them to have a better run defense, but I'd rather have a poor run defense than a bad than a poor pass defense. Fields looked terrible. And I was afraid of Fields. For the first time in a very long time, I was not afraid of Trubisky, and look at how that played out. I'm not scared when he drops back, and that's always the template I use. Is your opposing team's fans scared when you drop back? I would argue, I'm so happy we haven't had to play Aaron Rodgers, because every time he drops back, yes, they've had some struggles, blah, 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 but too, you're praying he doesn't get a huge play. Justin Fields, yikes. Under 10 pass completions, just did not have good decision making. Just didn't. He was about to take us back to, I think it's 88. I'd have to look it up, 88 or 90. That famous Packer-Bear game where Mikowski was over the line. And Ditka refused to acknowledge that it was a loss. Fields almost took us back to that moment, but thankfully in 2022, we have a way better replay system. He was 3 lengths over the fucking passing line when he passed it. It's just the unawareness of it is the part that's like, oh, great. This is just another goofball fucking Bears QB. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Bears, for continuing to get players like this. Not afraid of Fields. None. So they were able to take care of the Bears at home. QB sneak at the end of the game or not. You know, it's debatable even. And we saw in game two, I believe, what we're going to see for the rest of the season. Which is, it's going to be the Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon show. And we saw it. Those are our stars right now on offense, folks. That's how we're running the offense. Sure, Aaron might get more comfortable with a few of these wide receivers. You sure would like to see a lot more from Lazard. But it's a Jones-Dillon. It's the offense. Aaron is secondary. Those are our two most important offensive players in the skill position. I mean, the most important players is Aaron Rodgers and whoever's on the offensive line. But we're going to be grinding out these games, folks. That's why I'm not worried about, what if the Bears would have scored towards the end and cut it to whatever. I wasn't worried because we have two fantastic running backs that would have put the game away anyways. So we're gonna have some close games this year, folks. I'm just warning you. They're able to run the football very effectively, so they'll be able to sit on leads. And their defense is really good. So we were able to beat the spread on the Bears, but I think we're going to have some things come down to the wire here. Shout out to the special teams. It has been a non-factor 2 weeks in a row. And that's all we wanted from our special teams. So, bravo. Oh, the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week is easy, because that is Aaron Jones, Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Because again, that's their investment on offense then. They weren't able to put it in anywhere else. Bakhtiari's done, by the way. So if you think he's going to play after not playing for fucking a year and a half, I mean, it's sad, but do not count on that guy coming back. Jenkins, you know, has seen the field a little bit, and that's looking like that's good, but still no Bakhtiari. And folks, we're going on almost 2 years of him being injured. So this is the year. If he does not make the field, if he's still in and out and they're unsure, they may move on from him, which is sad. I love him and I want him to be in there, but it just is not looking like it's going to happen. And wait, I made a mistake. The Wisconsin sports person of the week is not Aaron Jones. I considered him. He's runner up. Sorry, I read my notes wrong. It is actually on the defensive side because it is Preston Smith, sir. Preston Smith, you are the Wisconsin sports person of the week. You know what? I'll give it to Aaron Jones since I didn't have a show last week, so I can give two. But Preston has had a wonderful first two games. He is still playing really well, which is great news for us. If he plays this well, if he makes the Pro Bowl this year, Packers are a championship contender because he is the anchor for it. As I always said, the most important thing about football is the person who throws the ball, and the second most important person is the one who's trying to murder the guy throwing the football. So if we're going to have a good year on defense, it's not going to be Jair. It's not going to be one of these other guys. It's going to be Preston Smith putting pressure on the QB, which he has done. So let's look to the future. That is enough about the 1-1 Green Bay Packers. And unsurprisingly so. Listen, they're going to start adding more games. We're getting the 18th game soon. What, next year or two or something? So we're going to have 18 games. That's a lot. And we got a long season ahead of us, folks. So I'm not flipping out about anything early. Aaron has time to gel with the wide receivers. The defense has time to, not be a sieve for the run game. And we got plenty of season looking ahead. But we do have a huge premier matchup this weekend against the ageless wonder, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Packers. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback who's ever played. I don't like him as a person. I hate the Patriots. I hate Boston teams, as we all should, unless you're from there. When he was over in the AFC, us Packer fans, we didn't have to deal with him. And it was nice. It was quite beautiful. I'd imagine it was kind of the same with Jordan. If you were in the Western Conference, you were like, oh, geez. Thank goodness we don't have to deal with that asshole. Until the championship, of course. But we never really saw Brady. We never got to play the Patriots. It was close games when we did, but we're finally seeing a lot of Tom Brady towards the end of his career, and I gotta say, I fucking hate it. But that's how it is when you go up against the GOAT. Mike Evans is not in for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That will help our defense immensely. Tampa's got an amazing defense as well. Two quarterbacks with weapons ailing, I suppose. So it should be an exciting game. It's down in Tampa. I would be surprised if they dropped this one. I wouldn't be mad if they did either. That's a tough road game against another Super Bowl contender. But if they can somehow pull this off, figure out the defense, have the defense keep Tom Brady the GOAT in check, it'd be a big win. And it'd be a huge boost to confidence moving forward. And these are a tough three, beginning games. In Minnesota against the Bears. And then in Tampa against Brady. So, folks, we got Brewers and Packers rocking. That's all the time I have. I hope that you have enjoyed this time. And I hope, of course, as always, that you enjoy.